Morning show at East Coast on this Monday morning, the 27th of March. And we're joined in studio by Dave Thomas, the Wicklow filmmaker. He's been on several times before and he's brought a colleague with him, Conor Kirwan. What are they here for? Well, earlier this month, we spoke to Dave about all the hard work he's been doing trying to make a Wicklow Pride Festival happen for the first time ever. So let's progress the story and find out where we're at. I'll talk to yourself, Dave. First of all, I'm used to you as such. We'll come to Conor in a second. Okay, where do we stand at the moment?
Well, you may remember the conversation about, what was it, a week or two ago I was talking to you, and I couldn't tell you what was going on behind the scenes because the powers that be had not signed off on it. So I was so excited, and you were quizzing me like an interrogation, and I was going to confess everything to you. You know, I didn't know what to be saying. But we are here with a very, very good announcement. For the, are you ready for this? Drum roll, drum roll. Okay. For the very first time, the Wicklow Pride Festival, we're happening in Wicklow Town. We're happening on the 1st of July. And we are holding the first ever Wicklow Pride Festival parade. So it's going to be a big deal. It's never been done before. It's going to be loud. It's going to be colourful. It's going to be so inclusive. And we want everybody to come and join us for this wonderful celebration.
Okay, so it's Wicklow Town, because usually it's Arklow.
It has been Arklow since 2014, and we have a committee. So I'm like the voice, you've been hearing me a lot over the years, and that's going to fade out eventually, you know. Well, because I'm not alone. I'm here with my colleague Connor. We have another like 8 or 9 people behind the scenes working very, very hard on this since September of last year. And it has always been an Arklow, but... You know, Wicklow Town is the capital of the county, and it's never been done before. So we're really, really proud to take it to Wicklow Town.
And does this coincide with other festivals around the country? Is it the time of the Pride festivals?
Well, Wicklow Pride itself has always been July. So people would be more familiar with Dublin Pride, which happens late June. And we didn't ever want to clash with that, obviously. And then there are other Pride festivals which happen throughout the whole year, not just around June or July. Some happen later in the year, so that we don't clash with each other. So we're not clashing with anybody else. So the 1st of July is the beginning of the month, obviously, he says. And but it's also, you know, it's Pride Month for Wicklow. So that's, it makes sense to do it on the 1st, which is a Saturday, by the way. It's going to be huge.
Right, well, thanks for the announcement. So the 1st of July, Conor Kirwan is here. He's on the committee. Good morning to you. So what's in store?
Gosh, that's a big question. We can certainly promise a big day. As Dave announced, we will be having our parade. There will be a number of satellite events around that. We look forward in the coming weeks to announcing some speakers at the end of the parade. And in the coming week or so, I am very hopeful that we can announce a relatively high profile Grand Marshal for the event. So the support that we're getting both from within our own community and in County Wicklow in general is incredible. There's a real appetite for this. And, you know, it'll be very much a celebratory occasion. I can promise dancing, I can promise music, I can promise fun, I can promise drag queens, the whole shebang.
That's just me, by the way.
It's for the whole county.
It's a county-wide event, yeah. So we want everybody to come and join us. And we only found out this on Friday, that's why we're still excited. And this is the first time we've announced that to anybody, Declan, mm-hmm. So we're delighted to be here. And also thanks to yourself and to Katie and to East Coast Radio, because as you know, I've been allowed to come on here as a platform and talk about LGBTQ plus stuff over the years, and Wicklow Pride and other stuff as well. So thank you so much for the support, and I also that I know that East Coast Radio changed the logo to the rainbow logo around June and July, which is also brilliant. But we want people to do that, you know, to have the fly the flag, to, you know, be a spectator, to come along, wave, cheer, or be in it. You know, you're very welcome. It's fully inclusive. And someone listening might think, oh, well, it's an LGBTQ kind of thing and I'm not part of that community. Well, our committee itself is an example of how we approach it. It's a very diverse committee. So we have people, obviously, from the LGBTQ plus community, but we have people who are not, which are our allies. So it's a very diverse group of people. And that's how the parade will be, a diverse group of people. All are welcome, you know. And okay. So email the Wicklow Pride Festival at gmail.com let us know, you know, come and be part of it.
Yeah, build up to July. And Connor, money.
Yes.
Money.
A very important question.
We should first end a song there with money.
Yes, I mean, obviously there, you know, there is money required to run an event of this nature. There's many different costs behind it. There's less glamorous things. There's insurance to think about. There's security to think about. All of those things are in hand and organised, but they do need to be funded. And we do have a series of fundraising events to announce over the coming weeks. So the next 3 months are going to be very, very busy and very, very compressed trying to raise those funds to make this happen. We had a very generous donation from a songwriter, Jordan Montgomery, who produced a song and some years ago and has very kindly donated the proceeds to us. And the sales from that particular piece will hopefully continue to generate royalties over the years. So our thanks to her, and, you know, maybe we could pass along the song to play on East Coast FM. That'd be amazing. But yes, no, there's a big body of work happening. Lots and lots of fun events. We're thinking quizzes. We're thinking discos. We have lots and lots of things in mind, and, you know, very much all inclusive events that we just want people to be a part of. So, you know, I have to say a big thanks to our local community for their embrace. We walked in the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Wicklow Town this year. And we were very much supported by their committee in a lot of the work that we're doing. And to have been invited by them was an honour. But also the reception that we had as we walked was incredible, and the smiles and the cheers. So our thanks to them, and also our thanks to An Garda Síochána and the Wicklow Municipal District for supporting this. Without their support, there would be no parade this year, and we have to be realistic and cognizant of that. So our thanks to them.
Okay, July 1st. So for all the details on what website and where can we
find it? Well, I'll say the email, and then Connor's going to mention the social media, because he takes care of it. He does a brilliant job on social media, by the way. So it's fantastic. But wicklowpridefestival@gmail.com. Email us, give us a shout out, say hello, and over to Connor for the social media. We're all
thank you, and you will find Wicklow Pride Festival on social on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And watch this space for a TikTok. I might even do a little dance for you.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Is that a reason to avoid it or to embrace it?
I'm avoiding it for sure.
Anyway, best of luck, lads. Keep us informed of what's happening.
Will
anyway.
Do. Thank you, Declan.
Yeah. Thank you, Declan.
Good. And thank you for making East Coast the Morning Show the platform to announce it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. That is Dave Thomas, the Wicklow filmmaker, and Connor Kirwan, Wicklow Pride Committee Secretary. So July 1st is when that's happening in Wicklow Town. Thank you.